Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Hey, March Madness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines. Quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, Celebrity Speakers Bureau, celebrating his 46th year, representing some of the greats, presidents in the past. Proud to be part of that. Then you can check out Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Got a great doubleheader today. Matt Dahl, he's the creator of the innovative Sand Dune Stepper. Our fans know a lot about the Sports Doctor support for that. Simulating sand-like foot resistance and balance awareness. He returns along with Melissa Orthfrey. Hi, Missy. Owner of Core Courage, trainer champion, Bob Guided Disciples, one of my original orthotic superstars, and a National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate. Then the Sports Doctor's in. We will share some Bob Guided wisdom. Your emails first. Welcome back, Matt Dahl. Matt, welcome back.
Good to be back, Bob.
Give us some background, Matt, on you and the sand dune.
Okay, I think it was about 8 years ago, I got a couple prototypes of them that weren't made correctly. I put them out to a couple of people with neurological disorders, thought that they were actually getting their gait and balance back. And then I was probably doing it for a physical therapy conference, getting a lot of physical therapists to use them. And then I actually was on
Matt,
your show.
Matt, what turned you on to the genius part of all of this, which is that whole simulation of the gripping powers of the foot? Where did you come up with that, with the sand-like resistance?
Well, I saw sand because I was at the beach and used to run in the sand, but the sand does not reciprocate. And then I had done a couple of balanced tight pads that were really puny and small, that kind of like the feel. And I'd done a lot of stuff around gymnastics, where they had little floating floors and all that. And then it was went from one size to another to where it just actually got to where it is now 6 inches on one end and 5.5 on the other. And I saw that it started working a lot better. And then I was on your show, actually, and you introduced me to who was the Italian guy? He just passed away. And he actually is the one that got it over to a couple of people in sports, and then all of a sudden the sports team started using them for training.
Oh, yeah, our friends on that podcast, gosh, the name will hit me in a minute. You know, what was always interesting was your interest in the world of rehab from Parkinson's and all sorts of balance concerns to the best athletes in the world. If people go to Instagram, you will just see an unbelievable array of uses for the sand dune. I've always coined this with my mentor, the late, great Bob Guida, instability training, where you create imbalance and you demand all the stabilizers and brakes of the body to get exercised and get stimulated. Of course, the idea of bringing in the whole foot concept. And you mentioned something very important, Matt. Not only the sand-like where you're gripping, but the material you use has like a rebound effect in the other direction, sort of, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's kind of like a memory foam that goes down, but then memory foam's got filled back up with air. This is closed cell foam technology. So when you're pushing down, it's continually pushing back against your feet.
Now, again, the sand dune, if you change direction, you then change, there's a high end, a low end. Your heel is higher on one side, your foot's higher on the other. It's a whole different dimension. that also is included. Talk about some of the kinds of individuals you've incorporated in your world, Matt, that have been involved on Instagram, from children to superstars to all sorts of trainers.
I've got the head trainer for WWE. I've got probably 25, 30 major sports teams that I'm dealing with their sports performance with. And then all of the training camps, all the way to offensive lineman camps, combines, all that stuff, all using them in their facilities now.
Yes, the ability, again, to include the 26-odd muscles in the foot, the intrinsic muscles in the foot, to include that in the strengthening and the creation of instability, I've always thought was one of the most innovative factors. You know, Bob Guider, he should rest in peace, the great trainer champion. When I met him in the late 70s, all he was talking about was training the foot, strengthening the foot, and rubber bands, all of these different things. He loved mini-trams. We loved them. I've got superstars bouncing on mini-trams. I still have slides of McEnroe. And again, when you came out with the sand dune and I saw what it was, I called him because I said, you got to take a look at this. Of course, Matt was happy to share the sand dune with some of the greatest sports therapists around the country who have been in, for the people from the Balance Centers, from physical therapy, to the great Rob Fletcher, the Hall of Fame martial artist, to the creator of the whole ice is a myth concept, Gary Reinel. We got so many people who are including sand dune. Again, whether you're throwing a ball, whether you're catching a ball, whether you're lifting weights, whether you're doing some of these other endless kinds of ranges of motion with some of these athletes, it's very, very exciting. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years. International guests, national guests, local guests, endless array of topics, sports, medicine, fitness, wellness. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of things. We're very excited about what we're writing with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, and it also at the Hoopla because it came back up with my famous article, Women and High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. So we have thousands and thousands of followers on Twitter and LinkedIn. I can't tell you how many guests we get on those venues. Lots of great education. Twitter at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking to the creator of the sand dune, Matt Dahl, who I think I saw a post of yours, Matt. You were going 100 miles an hour in your speedboat. I'll bet you the stability training really helps you.
That's actually more effective by Harley Davidson, and even more effective for the wave runners.
Absolutely.
I wasn't going 100 in the boat. I was going about 80.
I thought I might be exaggerating, but I figured that if I threw it out there, you were flying. So the response, and it's interesting, this challenge. You and I have talked about it. So this whole, I don't know how long ago it was, 3 years, 2.5 years ago, you first on the show. Again, if people go to the website, they go back to see Matt numerous times, as we have a lot of other champions. And again, the idea of being able to incorporate this concept, the importance of functional training in so many different areas, and physical therapy and medicine, personal training. How have they been giving you feedback, Matt? I've just gotten great feedback by all these areas.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the quality and backgrounds from a lot of people that are using it. And even at the set, it's one of their favorite tools in their gym for a lot of their people. I learn a lot off of the people that are using them because I do a lot of phone calls with a lot of people personally, so I get a lot of feedback from them. But I started out on your show 5 years ago before I was even on Instagram. You know that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And again, the idea, you know, the chapter in my book, Matt, as you know, the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I have a chapter called The Two Essential Exercise Concepts for Youth Athletes. One is strengthen those feet and ankles. And the second one is work balance. And the whole world of fall prevention, and again, I know you have posts on Instagram, which is dealing with disabilities, post-traumatic injuries. And again, as one of the tools to help strengthen as best we can these all these neuromuscular systems, I think that's, is that getting too fancy for you, Matt?
Well, you know what's funny is you're doing a sports kids thing and all, sports parents. And did you, I don't know if you saw this kid, we call him Little Batman. His dad's a his dad's a performance trainer in Southern California. And it's a father and a son on it. They got reposted and got 1.2 million views of him doing the rope.
How old's the kid?
Fast feet.
How old's the kid, Matt? How old was the kid?
He started out at about 3 or 4 on it, and he's about 5 now. And
yes.
He got 1.2 million views on their post on it, and it was so positive of the parents saying he should be including their children, their training, if they're trainers. And the kids should all have the parents being part of training, just besides, you know, trainers at
yeah.
school and what.
And we have, you know, we have people who walk, which works everything, just walking in one direction, walking in the other direction maybe for a few minutes. You have individuals who are running 1,000 miles an hour in their socks on the sand dune. And you have others that are working in all sorts of different kinds of positions. Now, when it comes again to the kids, it's fun. You see, the even with the athletes, there's a whole different dimension, you know, regarding it also being enjoyable, where people might be doing different exercises in the circuit training world, and in between, they stand on the sand dune, they balance on the sand dune. My home fitness club, Matt, Edwards Health and Fitness in Woodridge, Illinois, it's still one of the most common pieces of equipment some of the sports trainers use, in whether they're runners, whether they are weekend warriors, et cetera. And again, you like really stimulating so many areas that you don't necessarily do on some of this other equipment. What are some of the teams who you're working with?
Well, last one was the Philadelphia Eagles, the year they won the Super Bowl, but everybody from the Dodgers to Lakers, they've had them in the training facilities of Cleveland Cavaliers. To they're going to big places. They're going to UFC. They're WWE. There's really, I don't think there's any sport where I'm not seeing high-level people training on the sand dunes ever.
Yes, and it makes great sense not to replace everything. Just add it to the mix for a whole new dimension.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes it. What's the website people could find out about everything about the sand dune, Matt?
Everything is sanddunestepper.com, and then Instagram, sanddunestepper. You can even look on YouTube and just do the search on sand dune stepper, and probably about 400 or 500 videos will come up on that also.
You know, it's interesting. In so many areas, again, on fall prevention, it's one of the biggest parts of physical therapy today. Like our friends at physical therapy, who actually added it to the name, and balance centers. It's such a big deal in the super senior population, let alone the disability population. Children, the autistic children, others with physical cerebral palsy, et cetera, working this system is very, very, very helpful. I think you're going to see more and more interest also in that, Matt, but I'm sure you've seen enough or a lot already, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen things I never imagined before.
And, you know, the idea of being able to have it included in the training room at the top levels of sports and the top professionals, the trainers, doctors who pass through, and the situation, again, I've gotten great feedback from these individuals on its place. What's been the feedback from some of these pro trainers who are working with these superstars?
Well, they've got a guy, you know who Kevin Love is?
Yes, the Cavaliers.
Basketball player? Pardon?
Yes. Yes. He was famous for being LeBron's teammate. No, he's a great player, man.
So what happened is Kevin Love started using it with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then he actually got one for himself. He was going to take one to the Olympics with him, but he ended up pulling out of it. And he's been on it about like five years now. He's playing better in his 30s than he was in his 20s.
Yeah, true. Can't argue with that. That physically, and that's all everybody cares about, is two things. One, can I prevent problems? And two, can I enhance performance? And he really, really has been able to perform at a high level and a consistent level, you know, for all of these years. And I think that's something that's of extreme value. Now, again, the sand dunes, a few hundred dollars, isn't it? How much is the sand dune stepper, Matt?
They're only $279.
$279.
And about them, they weigh 2 pounds, and you can pretty much take them anywhere you want.
Yes, and they last for years. I knew we'd run out of time with you. Give me the website again, Matt. People can find out info.
Everything's at sanddunestepper.com on the internet.
Sanddunestepper.com.
If you want to see a whole bunch of videos, you can go to Instagram. I got close to 2,000 videos on there.
Yes. You will be amazed at the variety on Instagram. Matt, thanks so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I'm excited. Melissa Ospreay, owner of Core Courage, trainer of champions, late Bob Guida, great one of his disciples, the National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate of mine, and one of my original orthotic superstars decades ago, Melissa Ospreay. I can still call her Missy. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Weil. Yes, you can still call me Missy. Everyone before the age of 18, and that was over 40 years ago.
I hear you. You know, and Missy, of course, and always being a innovator in so many areas. And that's what I want to ask you initially, Missy. Give us some background on you, Bob, myself, that's led you to where you is today.
All right. Well, I started out training in gymnastics and loved it. It was my love as a child. And unfortunately, like so many young women, I tore my anterior cruciate ligament in my knee. It's an injury that happens 6 times to 8 times, depending on which study you look at, for women than young men. And now we know that if we train them neurologically, we can bring that down to 1.4 to 1. So it was something that was so important to me. But when I injured my knee, luckily my father took me to Bob Guida, and I got to work with him and the late Dr. Karen Guida as well. And they took somebody that had a desire to make the Olympics in gymnastics and just tweaked the dream and took me up to the world championships very quickly. In powerlifting, so I didn't have to give up my full dream. But on that way, my feet were collapsing. And that's when you came in, Dr. Weil, and helped me see I had Morton's toe, and I didn't even know about that. and you
Well, this is a guess. You know, again, the teamwork, and again, getting to your ACL point, trying to reduce things by paying big attention to the functional side. You know, on my side, we talk about the biomechanical side. And when we add proper orthotic control with the young female athlete, I don't want to say we omit ACLs, but boy, it's another positive piece in the equation. And you were 16 years old. And of course, you know, you've gone on again to specialize in the world of sports performance, golf. Sports performance, and I know, you know, functional fitness, which was always how we spelled Bob Guida's name, you know, functional, in whatever the sport was, whether you were a superstar or their grandmother or one of you hotshot kids, I know is very important to you, and this new direction with your core courage, this transformational movement performance. Talk about your excitement and what you're talking about.
Oh, thank you. I could talk about it for hours. Well,
no kidding.
As I grew up, I trained a lot of the muscles, and later on, I found out it's not the muscles that are in charge. Muscles can only contract or relax, but what's in charge is your brain. And so, understanding that and the neurophysiology of how our bodies work and how our brain controls our muscles. I was able to develop programs in order to help people get to places they could not get to. Elite athletes that would come in and they were doing a small micro movement that went into every movement they did. And as we helped them to notice where the movement was and find out where they had disconnects from maybe an injury, maybe surgery, maybe they just never connected to that.
Missy, I got it. You were
and then reconnected.
Yeah, you were training and you were the functional.
Yes, yes. And so then we reconnected the place where they had a disconnect by working with the brain and not just the muscles and not just the spinal cord. And then they were able to take those micro movements, and that was the basis of their
bigger movement. Training muscle, I got it for you. You're training muscle memory, aren't you?
Yes, yes, definitely training muscle memory and creating new neural patterns, literally creating new neural patterns. We're in a way that our country, and in fact, I was working with a young woman from Korea, and she said, you know, the problem with the Koreans is they don't want to slow down. And I said, well, we've got that same problem here in America. And so this motion needs to be developed very slowly so we can listen internally. We can understand what we're doing, see how each movement affects every other movement throughout our body. So, for example, the arches in our feet, they are affected by every other arch in our knees, in our back, in our neck. And when we notice how one micro movement changes something in our back, it changes every one of those arches. And we can develop a much more powerful ability to do the things we want to do and get out of pain.
Well, you're talking efficiency, you know. Again, where if you are enhancing efficiency, then you're reducing overuse, you're reducing repetitive motion problems, et cetera. It's a how has the medical physical therapy field adapted to some of these concepts?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Sometimes they
thought I'd ask you.
Well. But I have to tell you that I've been really blessed to work with some people that are in the medical field that understand that we need to come together and that we need to look at things not medically. Like, for example, if we have too much of a curve in our lower back. That's not necessarily a medical issue. It's how our brain is holding our posture and our spine. And so it's an educational issue. And so we need medicine and we need education. And
well,
so we
mind body is a big deal. You know, mind body has been a big deal for 20 years. The acceptance of yoga, the acceptance of holistic Eastern medicine, acupuncture, you know, et cetera, I think are all, you know, important additions. But the mind-body, you know, the mindfulness. So you're talking about these kinds of, you know, brain-oriented, a whole new different way or a different way of thinking, much better accepted, I would think, today, because I call it the mental game on the sports doctor. We've been talking about it for 30 years, you know, give or take a few weeks. Or whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're trying to stick to your diet program, whether you're trying to stick with your exercise program, it's the mental game. It takes part in everything. So this idea, transformational movement performance, am I getting it right?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And so literally developing new neural connections in your
What's
brain.
What's the website, man? What's the site
the
people can find out about this work?
CoreCourage.com, CoreCourage.com.
What are some of the sports that you've been working with?
I've been really? So blessed to get to work, as you know, and you have too, with such incredible athletes as Walter Payton on the Bears. He's gone, but talk about a lot of the most incredible legs I think I've ever seen on any man. and Bob brought that, but I've gotten to train football, basketball. I just had a gentleman yesterday that was in, he was 6'8". We had to set up two massage tables because he did not fit on one. He goes, yeah, that's just for 6'5" or 6'4". So, baseball, golf. Golf is my specialty. I also have worked with so many children that's been really, really remarkable to see the changes. A lot of times they're diagnosed with things like ADHD, dyslexia, all kinds of other learning disabilities. And when we look at that as a learning, as an educational piece, they can actually learn to move themselves in ways which develops their brain. And if we were to actually weigh our brain after doing this work, our brain has grown both in mass and in function.
You know, it's interesting. One of the supporters of the sports doctor for years, she's been on and off the radio with us, Suzanne Gray, the founder of Right Fit, writing books on the value of exercise with autism, for example, movement, those kinds of things that would involve everything, you know, that you're talking about. So the area of the disabilities and the childhood, you know, the epidemic we're in with all this ADHD and ADHD. Now, of course, it's all been multiplied times a thousand with the pandemic, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, because we're on the computer and we're and so people's eyesights are literally getting worse because they're sitting and we're getting. I had a 10-year-old child that came in with repetitive use injury in her hands, which would look like carpal tunnel. And so we needed to create new neural networks in her brain to help her be able to release the contraction she was holding, which is not a stretch. It is literally a decontracting of the muscles. And that helped her so that she didn't, and she was actually having panic attacks. So it wasn't just holding that in her wrist, but it was, children are suffering right now from disconnecting from their soma, from their body and their brains and their emotions. And it has definitely been compounded by the pandemic.
Yes, and every guest I've had on, Missy, wherever they are in the world, whatever their profession is or their vocation, area of expertise, all of them the past couple of years have been talking about the mental health aspect of whatever else they were doing. Whether they were parents of kids whose season was called off and then it wasn't, then it was back on, or they were homeschooling, or people died around them, or this whole nightmare, or if you're a professional athlete, your games were canceled. And all this mayhem seemed to quadruple the stress. So what you're talking about has a tremendous anti-stress aspect to it, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness, I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, what this does is it puts you into your parasympathetic nervous system, which turns off the fight and flight, which turns off anxiety and helps you to relax. And in our world, we don't necessarily value the relaxing, the sleeping period, but we know, especially in athletics and especially with children, that we need to rest and recover so that we can
rest and recovery. I'm going to talk to you. We're talking with Melissa Orth-Frey, creator of Core Courage. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I'm walking down a little memory lane here with Melissa Orth-Frey, Missy Orth, one of our original superstars in the world of rehab at the original Sports Fitness Institute with the late Bob and Karen Guida. Put Missy on a path of not only becoming a world champion, but then becoming somebody who not only was training champions, but is also educating them. So, Missy, we were talking about some of the different aspects of, getting young athletes, youth athletes, the tremendous challenges they face. There's a chapter in my book, hashtag Sports Experience, it's called The Prodigy Sports. You know, we all want children to grow up playing a lot of different sports. We want it. We do it. We want it. We want it. Unless they're Missy Orth, and they're not interested. They want to be a gymnast. They want to be a figure skater. They want to be a tennis player. The challenges of specializing. I would want these young athletes to see people like you routinely over the years.
Absolutely.
To try to prevent injury, right?
Absolutely. And as you said, these young athletes are getting into one sport. And what we know is, if you put your child in many sports, so they learn many movement patterns, they will have...
What if you don't want to do it, Missy? What if it's you? And you said, hey, listen, Dr. Wild, I do gymnast 6 days a week. I see today 10-year-old fitness
exactly.
Studies, that's all they do.
Well,
so I have to accept them and have
yes.
a place to send them.
Yes,
the sports
you do
psychology.
Accept them where they are. Yes, you accept them where they are, and you take them to play by maybe kicking balls for maybe 10 minutes. You get them to learn more movement patterns because, for example, if they only want to play soccer, how are they going to learn to strengthen their
arms?
Great idea.
In their off-court training or their off-sport training, the idea of incorporating into their training things, again, that are using. Again, imagine a young tennis player. She's 12 years old, and she's swinging 1,000 times a week. Bob Guida
mm-hmm.
would say, work the brakes, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Work all
never
these
accelerate
other muscles.
That which you cannot. Sorry?
Yeah, you hit that. The key word was the decelerate in that regard. This transformational performance movement, again, the mind-body connection that we were talking about, the fact that there is a tremendous mental component. Our late great friend, another great one, Jim Vickery, the sports psychologist, who paid so much attention to the mental side of things and the fact that you could train these systems. This is what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And in fact, as we train the different movement patterns, then we don't get stuck in one of them. There's one of the incredible schools I've gotten to go to is Hannah Somatics Education, and Hannah Somatics teaches that you move in all the different planes, all the different movement patterns, and so that you don't get stuck in one. And we use the brain to control that instead of just moving the muscles. And when we do that, we can feel it's a whole body movement pattern. And so one movement affects the next movement. And that affects us not only physically, but mentally and emotionally.
What's the brain doing? When you say, hey, I'm going through some movement, and mm-hmm. Hey, I want you to be training the brain while you're doing this, then what are you thinking or paying attention to if you're the person who's working with you when you're saying we want you to train your brain and pay that kind of attention? What do you mean?
Great question. So first we need to, that was the word that you said, was pay attention. So if you are doing a behavior or something and you don't realize you're doing it because you just have not paid attention to that exact movement or that exact behavior, when somebody brings your attention to it, hey, you're doing this, what are you doing here? And you can just notice what you're doing. Now you have choice whether or not you choose to do that. But if you don't realize that you're doing the behavior, so for example, forward head posture, rounding your shoulders, what we usually tell people is pull your shoulders down. Well, you can only keep your shoulders down for so long. But if you say, Okay, so notice where your shoulders are. And
Missy, I got to tell you, you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing what? Rob Guida saying to us, posture-wise, walk like someone's got, you know, like they're holding up. Get those hip muscles out, the anterior superior spines. Make believe somebody's pulling your head up like on a hanger, posture-wise. I had to tell you that I was picturing that while you were talking.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing is that we might choose to be elongated like that. However, we can't do that for very long, working the muscle. So if we notice where, for example, our head is, like let's say our head's forward, if we then, we don't do that consciously. We do that unconsciously. So if we then bring that to consciousness by bringing the person more into contraction, so say, okay, so your head's forward. Can you bring it a little bit more forward? Now the brain can pick up, oh, I'm making that contraction, and can you slowly release out of it? Animals do this all the time. They reach out into a contraction, a concentric contraction, and then they slowly release out of it, and then they rest. It's called a pandiculation. And that's how you reset the muscle at the level of the brain. And it works amazingly.
Yes. You know, the whole postural, you know, Guida spent years and years and years arguing against the routine use of stretching. You know, the world came after him in that regard. And I would say to him for fun, I said, you see that tiger? Isn't that tiger stretching? He said, no, he's contracting.
Exactly. And he was right. And yes. So why did Guida teach us not to stretch, to lengthen our muscles? It's because as soon as you stretch a muscle, it's a spinal cord event. You have a signal that goes from that same muscle you're stretching to your spinal cord and right back to the muscle that says recontract it. And so when we stretch, it actually recontracts our muscle, which is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to lengthen our muscles. And that's why we want to do what the tiger's doing. We want to pandiculate. And so should we never stretch? No, that's not true either. When should you stretch? In the middle of your golf swing, when you want it to snap back and recontract. So the stretching is an important physiological process that happens in our body, but not necessarily.
Got to be under control, right? Again, we say, hey, Bob. Right, got to be under control. Otherwise, it becomes hard. We have an area of naivety in that joint because it's been stretched and pulled and stretched, and now it's lax, it's loose, as compared to it being under. That's why I always like rubber bands. It's going to be my point, mm-hmm. my guide in my next segment. The idea that rubber bands demanded holding power and stability. I knew the time would fly with Melissa Orth Frey. Melissa, Missy Orth. Trainer, champion, transformational movement performance expert. Missy, give me the site again. People can find out about you and your great work.
It's corecourage.com, corecourage.com. You can also find me at Power Break Fitness, powerbreak fitness.com.
One of my originals, Missy Orth. We'll be right back,
thank
everybody.
You,
it's a sports doctor. Missy, hold on. Thank you, honey.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And welcome to the Sports Doctor is In segment, where we preview a few upcoming shows, answer a few emails, and we add some Bob Guida wisdom with some of the endless methods in sports medicine. And this time we're going to talk a little bit about rubber bands. Resistance. You know, when I first met Guida in the late 70s, he had to go to Goodyear Tire Company so they could make some sort of strips. He was so enamored with rubber band resistance. Think about it. If you stretch a rubber band, not only do you need the strength to stretch it out, you need the eccentric strength to hold it in position, the stability, as well as the strength to resist bringing it back. It's really like a free weight with a different dimension of tension involved. And he was very excited about using rubber bands, grew into surgical tubing. Spry Fitness came out of that World Sports Performance Rehab Institute. So what I like about rubber bands, again, very, very simple. You could be the best athlete in the world and be challenged with rubber band exercises, and you could be their grandmother in her 70s who's doing some rubber band exercises to help strengthen her feet or ankles, shoulders, elbows, etc. One of the most valuable, because of the endless array of range of motion, should be easy to move through a range of motion for 10 to 12 areas. We can work the whole foot and ankle, lower leg, calf, all those muscles, with simple 3 or 4 rubber band exercises, pulling the rubber band towards us, attached to the ball of the foot for the whole shin area, pushing down against the rubber band. Imagine yourself pushing on an accelerator of the car or turning in or out. Tremendous stuff, rubber bands. Great shows coming up. Demetra, the CEO of Synchronistic 6, where they do learning programs and health and wellness, health technology for endless array of companies and businesses. She'll be coming back. Dr. Mike Lenz, he's an internist, pediatrician. He specializes in fibromyalgia and that whole mixture of symptoms and challenges. He'll be joining us the following week. Harry Goldblatt, his new book, Whispers of the Gods, the great champions in baseball from the 50s and 60s, a lot of their stories. And then Jessica Crowley has for years, she just retired, I think, from the police force, and she's worked with first responders and their fitness for years, and much of it on the mental side of things. So we're excited about having her back. Emails. Ken says, my 11-year-old son has quote-unquote flat feet. He loves soccer. They don't hurt him. His pediatrician said, don't make a big deal out of it. You know, Ken, prevention's a big area. 80% of the children I see who have problems, whether it's their feet, ankles, knees, even low back, it's flat foot related. It's a weak link. So one of the most valuable things you could do is to include podiatry, to pay attention, your son's in the best shoes, to his foot type, and to look seriously at orthotics, and absolutely pay attention to the chapter in my book, The Two Essential Exercises, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, to strengthen his feet and ankles. We were just talking about rubber bands. Great way to include it. So many problems could be prevented when we add orthotics to the mix, which puts the foot and ankle in its best alignment. This is usually very, very helpful with symptoms related to flat feet, arch trouble, heel problems, even knees. Jerry says, you know, you talk a lot. Give us an opinion on rest and recovery. You know, Jerry, it's the new sports medicine. It's a major, major factor. Whatever your sport is, whatever your level is, whatever your child's sport is, whether they are a traveling gymnastics or figure skating or soccer club, or they're a volleyball team, you need to be paying attention to including the importance of rest and recovery. Parents and coaches have to be good listeners. They need to know who's hurting, who's overdoing it. One of our biggest challenges, Jerry, in the world of youth sports is the epidemic of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Burned out, overkill, too much scheduling, too many games, too aggressive, too much pressure. One of the things we run into is the use of over-the-counter pain medicine. I talk about that a lot. It's my article coming up in MVP Parent this spring. The Sports Doctors Inn will be talking about that, youth sports and drugs. Some of these kids they rely on over-the-counter Advil and the Aleve and other medicines because they're hurting. Because they're overdoing it. So rest and recovery, being scheduled in, including what I call intelligent rest, where we might need a little extra, we might need to back off. Communications with parents and coaches, very, very important. Communication with parents and the young athlete, very, very important. The late Jim Vickery, great sports psychologist, it was his second point. The first one for parents was don't be a critic. Second one was make sure that you're a good listener. A quick point here with a couple of articles I've written on pickleball. It's so popular. It's very, very popular in senior, even super senior populations. I want everybody to understand that pickleball is physical. There's movement in different directions. Many people are not ready for this. They think they can go out, hey, this was so much fun, but, you know, my ankles are killing me or my knees hurt or my elbows hurt. So what you want to understand is you don't need to be an athlete and train like one, but you definitely need to be in condition. You might want to think about paying more attention to your gym membership or an exercise class that could strengthen you so you could stay out of trouble. An endless array of overuse injuries, many of them are upper extremity, where my shoulders are bothering me or my elbows are bothering me, and especially, again, lower extremity, feet, ankles, shins, knees, because of the running and movement. It's not quite racquetball or tennis, but it comes close. And those sports, those people are in shape. So pay attention. We want to thank everybody, our friends at BBS. We will catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.